Okay, I had to give you this update for Operation Freedom, which is the Trump-announced operation to guide the ships out of the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump had put out a tweet. I think this was Sunday night. He said, countries from all over the world, almost all of which are not involved in the Middle Eastern dispute going on so visibly, notice he didn't call it a war, and violently for all to see, have asked the United States if we could help free up their ships, which are locked up in the Strait of Hormuz. He goes on and says that we have told these countries that we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways so they can freely and ably get on with their business. I have told my representatives to inform them that we will use best efforts to get their ships and crews safely out of the strait. He says this is a humanitarian gesture on behalf of all these countries, etc., etc. And, of course, thank you for your attention to this matter. So, clearly he says, quote, we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways. Now, immediately everybody began talking about this, and it was assumed that this meant the U.S. Navy was going to escort these tanker ships out of the Persian Gulf. When you say, we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways, that implies that we, the United States, are going to send in some ships to escort the ships out, right? That's a fairly reasonable assumption. Well, here we are one day later, roughly. U.S. officials have now said that Project Freedom, as I'm describing it, FREE-DUMB, Project Freedom is not a formal convoy escort operation. Instead, they say that Navy vessels will be in the vicinity rather than sailing alongside commercial ships. So, in other words, when Trump said we are going to guide their ships safely out of the restricted waterways, what he meant is we're going to guide them by radio. We're going to get on the radio, you know, our Navy is going to get on the radio and say to the ships, come on through. And that's why I'm calling it Operation Freedom, because it's the dumbest operation ever in the history of U.S. Navy. We're not going to escort them at all. Why? Because, of course, the U.S. Navy can't even get close to the Strait of Hormuz. And it was reported by Iran, but denied by CENTCOM, that the U.S. Navy had tried to sail a smaller ship through the strait, and it got hit with missiles, and it was damaged, and it turned around. The U.S. denies that. Iran says it happened. We're not there, so we don't know for sure. But it's very clear that the U.S. Navy has not successfully been able to sail any ships through the Strait of Hormuz since this entire thing started. And certainly not enough to escort the thousands of tankers and carriers that are stranded in the Persian Gulf. Because according to other experts that I've spoken to, apparently the United States Navy has something like 11 or 12, maybe 13 free ships in the entire region, the Arabian Sea or close to the Red Sea or close to the Strait of Hormuz. Well, not even close, but hundreds of kilometers away. Maybe a dozen ships. So even if you were to take a dozen ships and sail them into the strait, through the strait, to the western side of the strait, and then start a convoy for tankers to come out, how many tankers can you accompany with a dozen ships? Especially while you're under fire from rockets and drones constantly, because Iran announced to all the ships, you're not allowed to pass, you have no permission to pass, and if you try, we will destroy you. So, once again, the U.S. has zero control over the Strait of Hormuz, which of course caused Fox News' Jesse Waters to declare that we have total control over the Strait of Hormuz, and that we have won yet again. We are victorious. Operation Freedom is going to free all those ships from the Strait of Hormuz, according to Jesse Waters, who's got to be the biggest propagandist idiot on mainstream media today. He's become a cheerleader for the dumbest fantasy claims imaginable. So, anyway, if you actually bring up a website called HormuzStraitMonitor.com, and, of course, be careful to spell the word straight correctly, this site gives you some, you know, really interesting statistics about how many ships are waiting, how many ships are actually passing through the strait. In the last 24 hours, it was only two ships instead of the, you know, 60 a day or 100 a day, or in some days 120 a day. This site is actually covering the real-time cost of the Strait of Hormuz being closed. 21% of the world's oil supply is at risk. The daily cost to the world is $2.8 billion. And two countries are in critical shape because of these energy shortages, and that's Japan and South Korea. And then it also covers the liquid natural gas supply. 25% of the world's LNG is at risk, with a $0.95 billion daily cost affecting South Korea, China, and Japan. So in all, it's almost $4 billion a day that the world is losing because the strait remains closed. Now, I've recorded a separate report on the oil emergency that goes into more detail about how this builds up over time to be something horrifically destructive to the world economy. But anyway, you can check out, if you want real-time news on this, just go to HormuzStraitMonitor.com. And no, that's not my website. I don't know who runs it. I really have no idea. But I found it, and it's pretty good. It may be a Western site, actually. It seems to be kind of pro-Western media. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Nevertheless, Operation Freedom has failed in one day. One day. That's all it took, was one day. And as I said yesterday, it shows that there's, you know, Trump and the Pentagon have reached a point of extreme desperation. They're flailing. It's just throwing out. You know, Trump will throw out a tweet, obviously without even discussing it with anybody in his own military, just throws out a tweet. And then the Naval Command reads it and goes, oh my God, what did he commit us to do? We're not going to sail through the strait. We're not on a suicide run here. But Trump will do that. He'll just make stuff up and tweet it out there. So there's no cohesive planning at all. There's apparently no plan. There's no plan for the U.S. to control the Strait of Hormuz. It's just Trump reacting every day. He's just reacting emotionally, reacting, lashing out, reacting with anger or threats. I'm going to end your civilization. And then the next day, the war's over, you know, because he has to manipulate the markets and keep oil prices low in the United States. And that's all we're watching right now. It's like a demonstration of a schizophrenic plunged into a bad case of economics or something. It's really tragic to watch this. But the bottom line is, it's another operation that completely failed. Now, remember that early on, that is many weeks ago, they had announced the same thing, that the U.S. Navy was going to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. That was, what was that? That was in March that they announced that. And I remember reading tweets on social media. People were saying, we've won. This is the answer. We're going to use the Navy, and all the ships are going to pass through, and there's nothing Iran can do about it. We've won. And Trump announced, we've won. The war is over. We destroyed everything. And now we're in control. What happened to all those claims? That was the original Operation Freedom, and it went nowhere. Not a single U.S. Navy vessel went through the strait and rescued a ship and sailed out with a ship. Never happened. Well, why does anybody think it's going to happen now? They couldn't do it weeks ago. Why would that work now? It doesn't work because none of it's real. It's all just fantasy. In Trump's mind, it's a fantasy. He's literally making it up. And then, you know, Fox News just shares the fantasy, shares in the delusion, which reminds me of transgenderism, actually. Remember under Biden, and someone says, you know, if a biological man says, I'm a woman, and then you're supposed to go along with, oh yeah, you must be a woman. Yes, ma'am. Right? Remember that those were the rules under transgenderism. Well, Trump is like the queen of transmilitarism. Now, he's like a military transgender. He's a president of a failed military that self-identifies as a successful dominant military. Transmilitarism. And yes, I said queen on purpose because it's like a trans thing going on here. So he's going to pretend that our ships are guiding other ships through the strait, and then everybody in America is supposed to go along with it, like we're supposed to go along with the trans woman that's actually a biological man. Oh yeah, you're such a beautiful woman. And oh yeah, you should compete on the women's swimming team and the women's biking team and everything else. We were all supposed to go along with it. Now it's the same thing. We're supposed to go along with another set of delusions. It's just that these are right-wing delusions instead of what was the left-wing delusions. And frankly, you know, transgenderism delusions didn't start wars. I mean, yeah, they were annoying. Super annoying. And yeah, some of the transgenders went crazy with school shootings, but the number of casualties involved in that is a tiny, tiny fraction of how many people Trump has killed and Netanyahu has killed. It's like right-wing delusions result in genocide and slaughter on a massive scale. Left-wing delusions result in, you know, crosswalks painted with rainbows, which is super annoying, I agree, but nowhere near the casualties that we're getting with the right-wing delusions. So we have transmilitarism from Trump, where whatever he says, you're supposed to go along with it, like the emperor's beautiful golden robes. You're supposed to say, oh, the emperor looks so, so regal. Look at the flowing robes with the golden thread. Oh, it's such an amazing mastery of textile artistry. We're all supposed to sit there and say that Trump's flowing robes are beautiful when he's butt naked walking down the street. See? And of course, Fox News goes along with it. All the corporate media all goes along with it, just gaslighting America. But if you actually look at what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz, it's still under the control of Iran. Period. Still under the control of Iran. Despite all the talk and the gaslighting and the claims and the delusions, the U.S. Navy isn't even close. They're not there. They don't control it. They're never going to control it. Why? Geography. Geography. The only way to control the Strait of Hormuz is to control the country that sits on the north shore of the Strait of Hormuz. That country happens to be Iran. So if you want to control the Strait, you got to control Iran. Good luck. You know, good luck to any U.S. president that thinks you can march in there and, you know, conquer Iran. With what? You know, you and what army? Because we don't have an army that can conquer Iran. We don't have a navy, an air force that can conquer Iran. You know, it's funny because Trump says, we've destroyed Iran's air force and we destroyed Iran's navy. They're done. Iran doesn't need a navy or an air force. All it needs are missiles and drones and a couple of radios to announce a few things to the ships. I mean, that's literally all they need. They don't need an air force. So to say that, oh, we destroyed their air force and therefore they are conquered is absurd. Makes no sense at all. Again, Operation Freedom, because you have to be dumb to believe it. like George Carlin said. It's like the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it, you know? Classic George Carlin. So I'm waiting for the day when Trump says, we have escorted all the ships out of the Persian Gulf. We've escorted them all out. We've taken them through the Strait. They're all free. Even when none of that has happened, I wouldn't be surprised if he claims it. And then, you know, Jesse Waters on Fox News will announce that it's all done and the American people will cheer. Oh my God, we've won. We've solved the energy crisis. Except the problem is none of it's real. And all of those hydrocarbons are still stuck on the ships in the Persian Gulf. Just because you say something doesn't move the hydrocarbons, does it? Doesn't move the helium tanks. Doesn't move the liquid natural gas. Saying it doesn't make it real. You literally have to transport all of these products on the ships and the tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. And until that happens, Trump hasn't won anything. In fact, we're worse off than we were before he started the war at the end of February, when the Strait was open. Operation Free Dumb. Maybe next time it'll be Operation Free Dumb and Dumber. That'll probably be next week's plan, whatever they come up with then. It really is dumb and dumber at this point. So, as always, I'm praying for peace. I mean, I don't want to see people starving from lack of fertilizer. I don't want to see economies destroyed from lack of energy. I don't want to see lives destroyed. And I also don't want to see the credibility of the U.S. destroyed, or the credibility of the GOP, which is being absolutely obliterated thanks to Donald Trump. He's destroying the GOP right now. I mean, look at the polls. My goodness. Independents are down minus 40% from where they were when Trump got elected. And you can't win in America without a strong majority of independents voting for you. That's done, at least for Trump. So there are going to be some pretty strong political consequences to this, not to mention the economic consequences and the mass famine and food scarcity consequences that I've talked about in other reports. But bottom line, don't believe anything that Trump announces about the Strait of Hormuz, because it's always fake. It's always delusional. And it never happens. It just never happens. All we can do is bomb Iran, and that doesn't conquer Iran, and it doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz. So will the U.S. try another round of bombing? Yeah, maybe, probably. Will it work? No. I doubt it. I doubt it very much. And the best way for ships to get through is to pay Iran the toll. And then some are being allowed, you know, a couple a day with Iran's permission. That's how you get through the strait. All right, well, I'll do my best to keep you informed on this. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. Or you can follow my social media at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.